Memorial Day weekend doubles as graduation weekend for Juneau's high school seniors. On Sunday, more than 300 students received diplomas at three different graduation ceremonies. KTOO's Adeline Baxter attended graduation for Yokosuka Takahiti, Juneau's smallest high school, to hear from some of the kids who almost didn't make it.
There was a time when 18-year-old Kiana Christofferson wasn't sure she was going to graduate high school. Her anxiety and learning disabilities made participating in class a challenge. During her first semester of freshman year at Juneau Douglas High School, she was already cutting class and watching her grades slip. She ended up at the district's alternative high school, Yokosuka Takahiti. It still wasn't easy, and there were times when she stopped showing up. It took a while for her to decide that she was willing to work for graduation. Once she did, her teachers were there to help her.
I was able to get the work that I had missed done, and I was able to catch up on all my credits, and with the help of them, I was able to succeed in graduating this year.
On Sunday, Christofferson walked across the stage and received her diploma in front of her mother and sister, who flew up from Seattle. Now she looks forward to finding a career in either cosmetology or childcare. She credits the staff, teachers, and her peers at Yokosuka with helping her get to this point.
Our school is pretty much a big, giant family. We all care for each other. We all stick up for each other, and we're always there for one another.
33 Yokosuka seniors got their diplomas on Sunday. Their friends and family crowded into Centennial Hall to celebrate an accomplishment that many of them thought they might never reach.
Getting your high school diploma is really an important milestone, and we want to make sure all of our Juneau kids get a diploma.
Principal Kristen Garreau has worked with many students like Christofferson, who struggled with things happening outside school.
And I'm just proud to work in a school where an important thing for us is to help kids who might have fallen through the cracks somewhere along the way, that we're there to support them and help them along.
It's not just Juneau students benefiting from Yokosuka's approach. 18-year-old Byron Dock came to Juneau in December from the village of Kipnuk out near Bethel. He came to finish his education after repeated setbacks back home. When he first arrived, he wasn't sure he would make it.
You know, I had trouble back home, but I decided to come here to another place and just find my full potential.
During the ceremony, Doc sang a traditional song in Yupik to celebrate his and his fellow graduates' accomplishment. Although his family couldn't be there to see him graduate, he knows they're proud of the hard work he put in over the last few months.
My plans are to sign up for Job Corps or either go home and help out my family and keep my cultural alive. So that's one thing I'm looking forward to.
Everyone has to complete the same number of credits and meet the same basic standards to graduate at Yokosuka. When they arrive, they're assigned a staff advisor who works with them every step of the way. Many of those advisors teared up during the ceremony as they praised each graduate individually before handing them their diploma. Like Christofferson, Garreau also described the school as a big family. Dysfunctional at times, but always supportive.
You might do something that doesn't make us happy all the time, but we care about you, and that doesn't mean we forget about you. So we start fresh tomorrow and work toward that final goal.
Also on Sunday, 135 seniors graduated at Juneau Douglas High School. At Thunder Mountain, more than 160 students received their diplomas. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.